We heard in the gospel today the story of the prodigal son, and we know it well. I don't need to retell you the story. You know how offensive this would be for a child to do this. He's not only asking for his death, the death of his father, right? But he's the younger son. He's not the elder son. This is the younger son. And he asked for his father to give his share of the inheritance now, as if his father was already dead. And having received the inheritance, he treats his father as dead and leaves. He takes his inheritance and goes away. He goes into a distant land. A distant land. If you were a man of Israel at this time and heard this, where is the distant land? But the lands of the Gentiles around you. And there he lives as a Gentile. He has forsook his father, and he takes the wealth his father gave him, and he wastes it, he squanders it. And we can imagine where the money went. On feasting and dancing and all these things, which in themselves are nothing wrong with those things. But look what he did with this money and where he did it and how he did it. What was his motivation? Then he comes to his senses and returns to his father. He asks for forgiveness, and before he even can say the words, before he is near the house, at a great distance his father sees him coming. How did his father see him unless his father was standing, watching and waiting? And notice it says that the father ran to him when he saw him. And as the child begins to confess his sin against his father, against God, against his family, the father says, enough of that. Now, bring a beautiful robe and a ring. Could you imagine what this child was dressed like? Right? In rags, even feeding the swine. Can you imagine the smell? And so immediately he orders that he be prepared for a feast. He's given a beautiful garment, a ring on his hand, and he's set in honor. And the father calls the family and the servants, and they begin to rejoice. Look at the joy of the father. We'll talk more about that son, the elder son, in another homily. I want you to focus now on this younger son. Why does the church give us this gospel now? Because we are entering into the preparation for Great Lent. And during Great Lent, we, as we should throughout all of our life, but especially during these four great fasts in the year, we have an opportunity through the prayers of the church, extra services, more time available for confession, more time for fasting. We have more opportunity often for repentance and examination of our life. Have we lived like that younger son? You might say, well, I haven't done something like that. It's horrible, right? Well, listen to what Paul says in the epistle. He says, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. How did that happen? When you were baptized into Jesus Christ, you became a child of God. God is your father. You know the story of the prodigal son. But many of us throughout our life take that baptismal grace, that inheritance that is intended to be a great celebration at the end of time, where we will live with our Father in our heavenly home, the replanted Garden of Eden, for all eternity. What do we do with the inheritance He has given us? What do we do with the grace He has put in our soul? What do we do with the grace He has given us through baptism, confirmation, chrismation, and the reception of His holy body and blood? Well, often we sin. We fail. In more ways than one. We know how tragic it is, how many have been baptized into Christ, have been raised in the church, and then go out into the world, taking their inheritance with them like that son, and squander it on loose living, on fornication, on all sorts of worthless behavior that does nothing but make you like one of the people of the land. Right? The person going out and having done that becomes like someone outside the church. But thank God, through the mercy of our Heavenly Father, many come to their senses. Many of us have come to our senses at various stages of our life, finding ourselves among the swine, finding ourselves among the people of this world, living as if we weren't even a Christian, living as one of the people of the land out there. And then through the grace of God, we come to our senses, we repent, and we return to our Father's home. We ask for forgiveness, and what do we find? We find our Heavenly Father there, waiting and watching. And immediately, we are robed again in the glory of our Father. We have again the ring, the sign of our membership in the family, put on our hand. And so I want to mention to you today about the sacrament of the holy mystery of confession. I will be here more time during Great Lent to hear confessions. This morning when I arrived, I was here early enough, thank God, to catch Father Anthony before he left and was able to go to confession. Think about the mystery of confession. Holy confession is the restoration of our baptismal grace. It is the restoration of what we had when we came dripping out of that baptismal font. Any of you who have availed yourself of the holy mystery of confession know the great peace and joy and freedom you feel when you are freed of your sin. And so I encourage you at the end of the liturgy to make sure you take one of the pamphlets, and I want you to take it home today and read it this week. And then remember that we're here, I'm here early on Sundays, I'm here on Wednesday evenings before the Bible study. I'll also be here, as I'll print the schedule for you, on Fridays, all during Lent, as we celebrate the services, and I am here again, during those times to hear your confession. Please take an opportunity to read this pamphlet this week. It was put out by our eparchy, and to ponder how this holy mystery might help you in your life today. May God bless you.